Now, it's my pleasure to introduce for the first time on this call a gentleman that I'm really happy to have started a relationship with. I consider him a friend already, okay? He's been a big help to me, and, you know, we're going to do some great things together, okay? He's up in Portland, Maine, you know, one of the states way up there where the food is delicious and the weather's kind of cold, okay? He has been self-employed for over 25 years. He got into Ambit Energy. He'll tell his story. But he went from marketing consultant to executive consultant in 13 months. He's already been featured in two different Success from Home magazines. And, guys, he's on his way to his third five-star trip. Pure Energy Award winner, executive consultant from Portland, Maine. Please welcome Tim Devine. Tim, you there?
I'm here, Bear. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here tonight.
Excited to have you. I know that you got a great story for us. And, you know, just in talking to you personally, I know it's going to bring value. So you take it away.
Great. I'll just give everybody a real brief rundown of how I got involved with Ambit Energy. And that was from a friend of mine, Ed Thompson, a.k.a. Ed the Plumber. He was a friend on Facebook. And prior to Ambit Energy opening in Maine, he friend requested me and then proceeded to ask me for my phone number on an inbox conversation. And seemed like a nice guy, and we had one similar person that we knew in common, and that's why I accepted his friend request. And so what happened was he told me about the company coming up here to Maine and opening up in New England and all the exciting things that were going to happen. And after that conversation, Bear, I politely said no, thank you, not for me, good luck, I'm not looking, I don't have time. And I figured that would be the last time that Ed and I would ever talk. And so, because it wasn't like he was a close friend or someone that I talked to regularly. So Ed called me back. You know, the lesson here is Ed Thompson was persistent and he didn't give up. And he called me back a week later and asked me if I would be willing to simply try the service and be a customer. And at the time, Bear, I had 7 power bills. January 2015 up here in Maine, it was extremely cold. We were having a very rough winter. My power bills were through the roof. And this guy said he could save me money, and then he mentioned free electricity. And there was something about that term. I'd never heard that term in my adult life. And again, another nugget, it's so important to get out there and share the term free electricity with people, because I don't care how successful somebody is, if you mention the idea of earning electricity for free, you're going to have their attention, anyone that's intelligent. So what happened, Bear, long story short, I was curious now. And Ed got me in front of some information at that point. I watched a business presentation, and I decided to get started. I decided to start my Ambit Energy business, and that was January 30th. And, you know, what really happened was I figured, you know, I'd get involved and earn some free electricity, maybe earn a few bucks. I really didn't see it any further than that until I got a phone call that night from Ray Monty. You know, I got a phone call at 9 o'clock. That night, and I had a 2-hour conversation with Ray, and, you know, I'd been in and out of the industry, and so I kind of knew what I was looking for. I was really disillusioned with some of the other companies I was with. I was really let down with some of the leadership that I'd been plugged into in the past. And so when I met Ray, you know, I met the guy I was looking for. I met the guy that, you know, the guy that I'd never had before in my upline to help me. And so, again, long story short, we hit the ground running. He started coming up here to New England. And I'll tell you, you know, I'm excited because not only my story, it's really not about me. The story is about Ray and his system and what he's created and what I've had the opportunity to plug into. And, you know, we've already broke one EC, Troy Landwehr. Matter of fact, he did it in half the time I did it. And we're looking at breaking – I would say easily 4, if not 8 ECs this year. You know, we're on pace to break 4 to 8 ECs this year. Now, the important thing there is this can happen to anybody. This can happen. You're one conversation away. Ray always says it. You're one conversation away. Now, you think about Ed Thompson. He was a senior consultant without a lot going on in his senior code until he called me up. And now this guy's going to have possibly 10 ECs in his downline by the end of this year. And so the exciting thing is it can happen to anybody, and it is happening, and there isn't a better time to do this business. So, you know, I want to just give special thanks real quick getting started to Ray for providing the support to not only me and my wife, but to our team. And that's really been the difference maker. I guarantee you I would not have the success that I've had had I not had the ability to tap into the system, the paved highway that Ray put together. And I also want to thank Brian for having me on this call, for trusting me to be on this national call and share information. And I want to thank him for his leadership and his mentorship and what he's done for all of us. So with that, the one last thing, I kind of nicknamed Ed the Plumber, and it stuck. And I've always had an ability to nickname people. And there's another nickname I have for somebody. And I early on, I recognized this. And Ray Monty, in my opinion, is the Michael Jordan of direct sales. You know, one of the things that we established early on was I said to Ray, just tell me the truth. Just tell me the way it is. Hit me between the eyeballs with the truth. You tell me what to do, and that's what I'm going to do. And we established that relationship right from the start, and he held me accountable. And again, you know, you and I had a conversation earlier, Bear, and it was that accountability that I needed that got me to take it to another level and perform. So, really without that, none of this would have happened. So, you know, with that, Bear, I'm going to get right into a story, and I want to talk real quick because I don't want to waste any time. One thing I value is people's time. And I want to add value to your time. And so I had a story that I told on a leadership call the other day, and I was driving home from a training yesterday. And I said to Ray, I said, geez, what should I talk about? You know, Brian asked me to be on this call, and I was a little nervous. And Ray said, tell the same story you told the other day. And so I'm going to share that same story. And the reason I'm going to share a story is because it's going to really hit on a lot of the things you said opening up this call about tapping into the system and plugging in and taking advantage of all the things that we have access to. And so, you know, I remember a story early on that I heard in this business from Brian, and I've never forgot this story. It was about John Wooden, the best number one college basketball coach ever to walk planet Earth. And it was about the basic fundamentals. It was about the free throw and the layup. And the way Brian told that story, I'll never forget it, because if you apply those same basic fundamentals in your ambient energy business, you're destined to have success. The only obstacle is time. You know, the thing is, we've got such a proven system that it works for everybody that works it. It's guaranteed. It's not maybe or hopefully. It's guaranteed 100% of the time for the people that take advantage of the system that we have in place and master those basic fundamentals. So anyways, I'm going to tell a story real quick, and it's a really neat story that I heard years ago, and it's one that stuck with me. And, you know, I always tell stories because, you know, think about this. As a Christian, I went to church today, and I know a lot of people do the same thing. And if it's not your faith, that's okay. That's not my agenda. But Jesus always told stories. They were called parables. And when you think about it, why did he do that? Well, they stick with us. And you think about the fact that 2016 years later, all around the globe, those stories are still being told. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people are still learning today from those stories. So my story is one about a young lumberjack, and it's about a guy that this was before, you know, chainsaws and skidders and all that fun stuff. But it's about a young guy that was out of work. This guy was a very talented, very skilled, strong young lumberjack, and he was looking for a good job, and he heard about a company that was hiring. And so he proceeded to look into this company and look to get hired. So what happened was he got a resume out, and he filled it out, and he ended up getting an interview. And so the cool thing was, I'm looking at my notes here. I kind of tweaked the story just a little bit for tonight. This was one of the number one logging companies in the country. And it had the best compensation plan in the industry. Their compensation plan was called 5-2-6. Drop 5 trees in 2 hours and get 6 points. And you're then paid based on the accumulation of points at the end of the day. So that's how this compensation worked with this company. And this guy was excited to partner up and get started with this company. So he was a young guy, and he was 6'4". He was from Brussels, full of muscles, the whole deal, you know, and he was really just eager and ready to go. So he got an interview, and he got an interview from the top foreman of the company. This guy's name was Brian McClure. And in the interview, Brian asked a series of questions, okay? Now think about this. one of the questions he asked was, he was interviewing the young guy that was really eager, and Brian sat him down and kind of calmed him down just a little bit. And he said, "What's important to you? What's your why?" You know, he wanted to find out what made this young guy tick. And so he asked a series of those questions. And he also asked, he said, "Where have you worked? You know, I'm looking at your resume and I don't see where you've worked before. And you say you're so good." So the guy told him, he says, "I worked in the Sahara Desert." And Brian said, "The Sahara Desert, there's no trees there." And the young guy said, "Exactly." So anyways, he was a little cocky. He was a little bit arrogant. And Brian kind of liked that. He kind of admired that. He knew if he could harness that energy and guide and direct this young guy, that you know, he might have something on his hands. So the young lumberjack proceeded to ask Brian a couple questions through the interview, and he asked, "Who holds the record for dropping the most trees in one day?" And Brian said, "Are you sure you want to know?" And the young lumberjack said, "Yeah, absolutely." And Brian said, "A gentleman by the name of Ray Monty." And the lumberjack said, "Really? How many?" And Brian told him, he said, "This guy's dropped 75 trees in one day with an axe." You know, and more importantly, he has an assistant named Norbert Hennessy. And this guy holds the record for the most consecutive trees cut and split. And that record's 88 in a row within 48 hours. So this young lumberjack was sitting there listening to this information. He's going, "How the heck did this guy drop 75 trees in one day with an axe?" And he said, "You know what? I'll break the record. If you give me a chance to work for your company, I can break that record." And he said he'd like to start tomorrow, and he'd like to prove it. Matter of fact, he said, "I'll work without pay. When I show you I can break the record, then we'll talk about pay and that compensation plan." So anyhow, Brian agreed. He said, "You know what? Let's give it a run." And he admired the guy's eagerness and his enthusiasm and his vigor and his willingness to get started right away. So they got his website up and running, and they got him started. And he went to bed early that night because he knew in order to drop more than 75 trees in one day, he was going to have the best day he's ever had in his career. So he went to bed early, got up early the next day, and they went out to the site, and he went to work. And Brian left him alone and took off, and this young guy went out into the forest and started dropping trees. And he was dropping trees left and right. This kid was working with a vengeance. And so what happened was, after the day was all said and done, sun had gone down, and the kid was still out in the forest working. And finally he came in, and Brian asked him, he said, "Hey, how'd you do?" He came back to camp. He said, "How'd you do?" And he looked a little bit discouraged. He was a little bit bewildered. He'd never worked so hard in his life, and he dropped 60 trees. And Brian was actually very impressed. He was very impressed. He's like, "Wow, you did pretty good." He said, "No, I didn't do as good as I thought." He says, "I know I can break that record. I'm going to go at it again tomorrow. I'm going to go to bed earlier. I'm going to get up earlier. I'm going to have more energy, and I'm going to make it happen." So Brian said, "Okay, do your thing." So the young lumberjack went back to his barracks, went to sleep, got up early, and got back out there even earlier the next day. He went out into the forest more determined than ever, and Brian left him and took off, and again, the sun went down, and he was still out there, and he was out there for quite a while longer this time. And finally, he came out of the forest, came back to camp, and Brian asked him, he said, "How did you do?" And the young lumberjack looked a little dejected, a little bit more discouraged. His face was a little bit long, and he didn't have the enthusiasm he usually had. And he said, 48 trees. And Brian said, "Wow, that's nothing to slouch at. I mean, that's pretty good. There's not many guys that can drop 48 trees." And the young guy just didn't even want to hear it. He was disgusted with himself. So he said, "You know what? Give me one more day. Give me one more chance. I'll beat that record." So he went back out and actually went to bed a little earlier and got up and got back out into the forest the next morning. More determined than ever. He was digging so deep. And so when he went out there, spent the whole day, sun goes down, and again, he stayed out a little later than everybody else. He finally came in. It was pretty late. And when he got back to camp, Brian asked him again. He said, "How'd you do today?" And the kid, he looked like he lost his best friend. And he didn't really speak up too soon. And He said 35 trees. So the first day was 60, the second was 48, the third day was 35 trees. It kept getting worse, and he couldn't figure out why, because he worked harder each day. You know, he gave it more effort, more time, and worked harder, and he just could not understand why he couldn't drop more trees. So Brian took the young guy. He was finally humble. He had his tail between his legs. He was a little bit angry. He was tired and discouraged. And Brian asked him, he said, let me ask you one question. He said, look, you're a good guy. You've got a lot of talent. You've got a lot of ability. You've got a lot of what it takes. You've got what we're looking for. But I have one question for you. Did you ever stop to sharpen your axe? And the young guy looked at him, and he said, no, I didn't think I had to. And he said, Brian said, look, you need to stop and sharpen your axe. Matter of fact, there's a quote from Abraham Lincoln, and he says, if I had 6 hours to go out and cut down trees, I would spend 4 of the 6 sharpening my axe. Now, think about this. What is our axe? You know, I see people all the time, Bear. They get involved in this business. They're all excited. They're going to go out there and break records. They're going to go out there and conquer the world. But they don't do the things necessary to have success. And one of those things is plugging into the system. You know, another thing is personal development. What is personal development? Personal development is about you being developed to a level that starts to equate your income will always match your personal development. Now think about that. You look at people that have won the lottery. You know, people that maybe have never had a lot of money before. Why are they broke? Why are they worse off in a short period of time? You know, they're not developed personally. And if you take personal development, reading books, associating with good people, going to the trainings, you know, practicing your faith, you know, and there's all sorts of different things. And all of us are different. But you know what? Those are the things that are going to sharpen your axe. You know, we just went to a training yesterday in Westford, Mass. And we had Ray Monty and Brian McClure and Kirk Horan and Tony Procopio. And it was incredible. I mean, I came home. I'm still, you know, walking on air. I am so fired up. It isn't even funny. I sharpened my axe yesterday. You know, and that's exactly what that is. Ambition is going to be like getting a new axe. You know, I mean, it's beyond sharpening your axe. You're going to be associating with all the winners. There's something happens. There's a synergy that happens when you get a bunch of like-minded people together in the same place for a period of time. You can go to a place that you can't go to on your own. I heard that from a leader in this industry years ago, and it made so much sense. You know, when we band together, when we get together and we support each other and we lift each other up, there's something that happens that you can't even explain. And so that's all part of sharpening your axe. And, you know, I look at people that have so much potential in this business, and they're great people, and they have everything it takes, and they leave that one element out. Or they don't take that one element serious. You know, they kind of poke at it with a stick. They stick their toe in the water and check the temperature, and they pull their toe back out, and they wonder why it isn't working. You know, and I was talking to a gentleman yesterday, and we were talking about, you know, a commitment level and treating this like a business. And one of the things I did, Bear, from the very beginning, I've always been a traditional business owner. Nobody's ever bailed me out. Nobody's ever been there to catch me if I fall, which was the best thing that ever happened to me as a business owner, because I have failed before, and those lessons are priceless. And so, you know, I treated this like a business from the start. You know, I treated this serious. And if you're going to make – I'm going to use a round number. If you're going to make $10,000 a month with Ambit Energy, okay, that's $2,500 a week. You think about a job out there in the marketplace that will pay $2,500 a week. What kind of commitment is that company going to expect out of you? Are they going to expect you to just kind of socialize and kind of hang out, maybe dabble a little bit? No, you're going to get fired right away, and you're going to get replaced. You know, so if you see this big, if you see this as a financial opportunity that can change the trajectory of your family for generations and generations, you need to treat it big time. I mean, you need to get involved and go all in. I love, you know, one of Ray's sayings is I'm on the whatever it takes program. I'm on the whatever it takes program. That doesn't mean that maybe I'm going to do a little bit on Monday and I'm going to take Tuesday off I'm going to poke at it on Wednesday, and I'm going to show up at a meeting on Thursday. No, that means all in. Think about that. Again, $2,500 a week, $10,000 a month, okay? What are you willing to do that? And if you owned a company and you hired an employee and you were going to pay him $2,500 a week, what would you expect out of him? And guys, you know, the thing is, you're not even going to have to work that hard. If you work half as hard, you're going to make six figures in Ambit Energy. So the point being, we've got something on our hands. And I know it's a volunteer army. There's nobody that's going to fire you here. There's nobody that's going to give you a hard time if you don't show up and you don't do the things necessary. Because you know what? That just isn't the way this business in this industry works. It's a volunteer army. It's out there for the taking. It's out there for every single one of us. It's as equal an opportunity as there ever was. You know, this program is out there for the masses. It's anybody that wants to take advantage of it. And so kind of wrapping this call up, you know, I just like to talk about ambition coming up. You know, it's right around the corner. And I remember my first ambition last year, the anticipation and excitement building going into that, and what took place and what took place coming out of that. And Bear, I am so fired up about this year, the 10-year anniversary, the announcements they're going to have, the promotions they're going to have, the things that we don't even know about yet. You know, I know this fall for me and for our team will be the most growth we've ever had. Guaranteed. I can just feel it. I can feel the buzz in the air. You know, we've got people. I know three people right now that are going EC, that are chopping at the bit and on our team that are moving in that direction. And I just love hanging around those people. You know, I just love being around them and feeding off their excitement. They're out there in the trenches. They're getting it done. They're making things happen. They're starting to recognize some FCs. And, you know, I would want to do nothing more than spend time with Eagles and winners. And you know what's exciting is finding new ones. You know, knowing that right around the corner, that next conversation is potentially the next Ray Monty. You know, I mean, they're out there. There's no question. And I heard a leader in this industry, in this company, say that, as a matter of fact, I think it was Brian McClure, and he said that some of the highest paid income earners in this company haven't even signed up yet. And I believe that. With a company that's only 10 years old, one of the youngest companies in the industry that does over $1 billion annually a year, you know, you look at our track record, there's no other company out there that has what we have. So the cool thing is, who's going to go find those people? Are they going to be on your team? Are they going to be in your downline? I guarantee you one thing, if you don't take this serious and you don't go out there and you don't turn over those rocks and talk to everybody that you know, somebody else is going to find them. And that's just the way it is. So with that, Bear, I'm going to turn it back over to you. I hope that helped out just a little bit. And I think I've covered, you know, for the most part, what I need to cover. If there's anything else you need from me, you just let me know.
Well, I actually thought that was amazing. And the thing that I'm thinking about is the fact that, well, number one, I'm going to listen to this call again. But I'm sitting here in my mind thinking of people on my team that need to hear this call. And, folks, I got to tell you something. I think you're making a mistake. I'm just going to be straight. I think you're making a mistake with this call if you don't listen to it again and share it with some people that were not on this call. That was an absolutely powerful story. It was like, you know, it was perfect. And I love that you use Brian and Ray as a part of the analogy. And, you know, the parables work. The parables work. And I think a lot of us on this call have been coming to this call and building our business week after week after week without sharpening our saw or sharpening our blade any more than being on this call. And you are an example of what it is to sharpen the saw. So, Tim, thank you for that. That was a great call. You know, I know it's your first call, and I'm looking forward to more calls from you. So we really appreciate what you brought to us today.
Thanks for having me, Bear. Much appreciated. And thanks to Brian and Ray and all the leaders in Ambit Energy. Looking forward to Ambition.
There you go. Folks, listen, if you want to hear this call again, go to topambitleaders.com. Click on the training tab. It should be up there by Tuesday morning or so. Click on the training tab and go down to Sunday Night Calls and pull this one up. I recommend that you download it, that you listen to it again, and share it with the people on your team that haven't been sharpening their saw. Maybe you're the leader on the team And you've actually been reading books and listening to powerful information. But maybe you've got people on your team that are committed, or they say they're committed to building the business, but they're not willing to give that effort, that effort that's necessary to generate a $2,500 a week income. So go listen to this call again. Share this call with your team. You know where to find it. And we're going to be here again next week. Looking forward to it. We're driving towards ambition. Build your business like it means something right now, because it's going to make a difference for you come August 31st when everything starts to happen and be revealed, okay? Once again, Tim, thanks for the call. I'm going to open up the line so that other people can thank you themselves. Here we go. Good night, folks.